Monday, the 5th of October, Yud Zayin Tishri, Aleph Dechal Amoed, Reb Chaim Halpern, Chilas Arai, in the Sukkah.
Vayedaber Moshe Smoya de Hashem el Bnei Yisroel. As a mitzvah, Moshe Rabbeinu is Masakim, Hilches HaChag V'Chag. It's a special mitzvah besides the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, to learn, like every day is a mitzvah, Yisro B'Yom V'Laylo. Yom Tov is a mitzvah to be oisik in the nyunim of Chag. I'd like to discuss with you, first of all, a halacha d'kinyan of Hilchas Sikkeh, which is relevant to everyone, and it might be a chiddush to some, but it's halacha l'maisa, a chiddush of the Chofetz Chaim and Mishnah Berurah, a chiddush of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and I'll discuss it with you. And then, Avot and Inyan Medrash. The halacha is known, steht in Shulchan Aruch, that the chiyuv achila sikkeh is only if somebody eats an achilas kva. If somebody eats pas or pas habo kislin, kvias, then there is a chiyuv to eat in a sukkah. If somebody eats something which is not a kvias, peiris, pasta for the yayin, kolsh can somebody drink something, there isn't a chiyuv to do it in the sikkeh, to eat or drink in the sikkeh. Shteita b'Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber says that somebody is machme, and even water is machme not to drink outside the sikkeh, harei ze yeshubach. Solution of Mechaber. It means it's a hiddur, it's an inyan of shvach, if somebody doesn't drink anything outside the sikkeh. Or b'metzad ha'alucha, Shteita b'Shulchan Aruch, is only an inyan of kvias, pas and mezeinus. Otherwise, fruit, meat, fish, soups, anything with hez, one can eat meikadin outside the city. This is amach, alushna shechanurach, mechabit based on the Gemara, chayre, and dova pushit. The Mishnah Brira, the Shah Tzien, is mechadish achidish. And we see his raya. He says, "Bamed vurim amirim." If a person eats it, shaloi b'shas hasida. Means he decided to have a drink, he decided to have some fruit, he decided to have a piece of meat, a piece of fish. Then the halacha is that you're not mechir to have it in the sikkeh. But if a person washed for amoitzi and then he wants to drink something outside, he's going out. In the kitchen, he wants to drink something or eat something which normally would be considered arai. It is not arai, it becomes part of the seder, and one is mechiev to drink even a glass of water, even mayim, one is mechiev to have it in the seder, because it's part of the meal. His raya, nemesis, although he doesn't bring it from any rishonim or kadmonim, the Rai is, it was brought in Me'iri, but the Chofetz Chaim didn't have the Me'iri. And the Rai is from a Feresh Gemurah, a Chayret, a Rai and a Chachas. The Gemurah is up in Sikhet of Kuf Chesem Abayis. Shteit Azoi. Tun Rabbonon, Kol Sheva Sayumim, Udom Oysa Sikusi Kva, Ibei Soi Arai, Kaitza, Hoyu Loi Kailim Nuim, Malon Sikhet. Matsuois Nois, Malon the sikkeh. You should take everything which you have, as long as you have room in the sikkeh. You should take everything in the sikkeh. It should become like your room which is kibiyah. Oichel v'shoiseh imatayel v'sikkeh. Break the Chofetz Chaim. What's pshat? Shoiseh. Which deer is a chiyah to do in the sikkeh? Oichel would be pas. Zaynus. But drinking, even wine, yayum we paskin, he hasn't got a chiv kvias. So what's the pshat shoyse? And to say that this is out the medaktikin, hareze yishibach, it's kanizai. Because the mozo klua, kol shivas yim, udom oise sikuse kva, this is a chiv. As much as a person can, not everyone can take his whole lounge to the sikkah. He's oinus, he hasn't got such a big sikkah. But the halacha oichel v'shoyse says, why should this be part of the chiyuv? Elo mai, sagt der Chofetz Chaim, Schatzir, is mochach bei der Ise Stier, which becomes a Chiv. And when is it? If it's after the Oichel. Oichel v'shoise. If it's b'shas ha-sida, then there's a Chiv to drink anything, even mayim, sagt der Chofetz Chaim, is a Chiv to drink in the Sukkah. It's a Chiddush la'alucha. This is the Chiddush of the Chofetz Chaim. The end, the Chofetz Chaim brings the Raya, and he concludes with the words, V'tzurich Iyun. Now, for that first day, what's it, there's a Tzurich Iyun of the Chofetz Chaim. The Maisi, Pasman, as I, on the Raya, it says, V'tzurich Iyun. And here we'll come over to the second Chiddush, which is Shleimah Zalman Orbach, is Machadish. In Mincha Shleimah, and the same in the Sefer Halicha Shleimah, which has been printed out, but in Mincha Shleimah, the Chivas, he learns different pshat in the Gemara, and he's got a different chiddush, and we'll soon see that if we take on both shittas, we'll come out with two interesting chumras in different ways. But Shleimah Zalman learns different pshat in the Gemara. He says, not mochach to learn like the Chofetz Chaim learns, that oicho, v'shoise, means in middle of the meal. Rabbi Zalman learns the halucha lemaisa, a chiddush hazeh. Even if a person is not in the middle of a meal, a person is in a place where normally he would take the food or the drink inside the house. For example, you're in the garden. And when you're in the garden, some people eat in the garden. They have the chavais called a barbecue in the garden. But some people don't have barbecues in the gardens. Some people don't eat in the gardens. Or barbecue is a special occasion which people have. But normally if a person, he won't have a meal, he'll have a drink, a cup of coffee, he won't drink in the garden, will he? Take inside the house, unless he's in a big rush. So Shleimah Zalman is b'chadish hazeh. When is the heter to be shoyse, chutz l'sukkah, if it's something where you're far away from home or distant enough that you wouldn't normally in the weekdays bother to go home and drink it at home. But if it's such a drink or food in a matzav, in a place where you would normally go into your house, so you're to do it in the sukkah. If this would be the normal place where you take your drink, and drink it in your normal room, in your lounge, then there's a chiyuv even if it's not in the middle of the meal. Zok tip shlimizalma dusip shat in the Gemara. Oicho v'shoise imetar v'sikah. Pshat is whatever you do normally in your main room. Is shiva sayomim odom oise sikuse kva ubeise ara. What you would do normally at home and not outside the house, this time you have to do it in the sikah. So Shemazam Paskins to have a drink outside the sukkah, if you're sumach the sukkah, look there's usa. Make adin. So the fizer, so there's nishmuchach, the Chofetz Chaim's pshat, that dafka, because it's the middle of the meal. It can be a fila outside, when it's not the middle of the meal, you also have a chiyuv. Now I'll explain the nafke minis lalucha, these two pshutim. And it's a big dafkim in el alucha. And it goes as follows. The Ibn is two dinim in achilas sukkah. The Gemara says, Teish v'ken tediri, mikan omri kol sheva sayumim, ois udam sikus sikva, ubei se ara, keitzet. Hoi lo keilim nuim, ma'anu nesikah. Matzois nois, ma'anu nesikah. Oichel v'shoise u'metayel v'sikah u'meshanim v'sikah. It means if it's not so difficult, you should learn the sikah. You should do what you can v'sikah. There is a kash on this Gemara. Why doesn't he mention sleeping in the sikah? Everything you need to do in the sikah. What about shinna v'sikah? And there's a whole sikah, even shinna's arai is also chutz v'sikah. The Ramo says a limit chus and chitzlo, it's where it's cold, or others a limit chus. But if it's adina di Gemara, there's a chiyuv even arai to be in the sukkah. There's no mention of the dinim of sleeping in the sukkah. Why does he mention everything else and not sleeping in the sukkah? The vort is, there's two dinim in the inyan of sukkah. Chazal HaKdoshim set out halucha when is the ikke chiyuv of sukkah? There's a chiyuv achila b'sukkah, which is if you eat a shear kvias. There's a chiyuv of shina b'sukkah. This is the ikke achiyuv the person's got, and is an issa to do it outside. There's another halacha, a second halacha, and the second halacha is the sukkah should become your first home. The sukkah should be your first home. That should be your ikadiri. When Chazal HaKadoshim spoke about this teshvik en tadiri, mikal omri kol shiva sayumim oisodim sikusi kwa besa arai, they weren't telling us the haluchas of achila or shina besikah. That's a separate, this whole sugis of it. They were telling us how you mikayim the teshvik en tadiri. What's the tziras ha-mitzah? How does it look? What's the nature of this mitzah teshvik en tadiri? Make your sikah the first home. So anything you would do at home, you do it now in the sikah. So mainly it doesn't mention here the dinim of shina. Because the dinim of achila, kva, and shina, which is afila ara, is already mentioned at the beginning of the parik. The dinim of ayushon, tachsamit, and so on. Here there's a second halacha, which is telling us benoisach of achila, kvias, and shina. There's another halacha, the noisaf al zeh, to make the sikkah your first home. Ibazoi, Zoktub Shlomo Zalman, that's his title. That this din of oichel v'shoyse b'sikkah is not the halacha of a hilchas seder, like the Chofetz Chaim learned. The oichel v'shoyse is a halacha of making the sikkah your dira. And if that's the case, if you have something which is close to your dira, do it there. The Chofetz Chaim learned, as in this Teshuk HaTadiri is two halochas. There's the halocha of Teshuk HaTadiri, and there's another halocha that b'shas achile, when you're shoyse, it becomes a kvias. But the Tzurich Ian, why the mention Shina, according to the Chofetz Chaim, the Kash of Light. Over the Maise, the Chofetz Chaim learned the halocha that there's a din of shtir b'shas hasid. Now let's see, nachgimedes the halocha. What would be a person who was raining on sickness? So he started the seder, not machiv to wait, it's not the first night. So he started the meal, he ate challah, bread, inside the house. Or his roof was closed. Then it stops raining. He's already eaten his pas. Now he wants to eat a piece of meat, a piece of fish, a piece of soup. So we have soup. Let's have a drink. According to the Chof of the Mishnah Brira, he's mechiyah b'sikah. He's mechiyah b'derais, and it's part of the meal. It's a kvias. He's got to make a leisha b'sikah, even if he doesn't eat pas. Because that is the chiyah of the din, that achilas arai is not mechiyah b'sikah, is only if it's shaloi b'shas asidah. But if it is b'emtza asidah, then there's a chiyah. Because it becomes a kvias. If it becomes a kvias, it's to make a leisha b'sikah. So according to Chofetz Chaim, that if a person has washed outside the sukkah, not in the sukkah, and it was in the middle, he continues the meal in the sukkah, even though he's not eating any more pas, he's mechiev to make a leisha b'sikah. Because leisha b'sikah is not halacha dak on pas. Leisha b'sikah is not dak halacha on mezoinus. Leisha b'sikah is a din on achila. On shina we don't make leisha b'sikah. We stay in the poskim. But achila's kva, we make a leisha b'sikah. The Chofetz Chaim mechadish, the achila's kva means anything in the middle of a meal. And if he's there, we'd have to make a leisha b'sikah, even if he doesn't eat pas. Koshke if he eats pas, but if he doesn't want to eat any more bread, he wants to eat something else. If somebody wants to have a meal, if a person doesn't want to have the pas, and he wants to eat a nice meal, he wants to eat fish and meat, a suda without pas, according to the Chofetz Chaim, the din is he won't have to eat in a second. Liber of Shleime Zalman, does come a faket. That if he wants to eat a major meal, which normally he would eat in his dining room, and not as a snack, even if it's not the middle of Pas, he would be mechiev to eat in a sick. That's kind of enough to make a brucha. Because he wouldn't eat this normally outside his home. Anything which you'd normally eat in a room, the kovadik, that's what you have to do in the sikkah. So Mela, there's a chiyuv to eat in the sikkah. Mekeklerin, it doesn't say whether you have to make a bruch on that or not. Because you talk a lema that you don't make a bruch on the things which are made as teishvi. Nishadik lo. Because Kenzar, Vibalt Chazal, Mesakon, on Achila, you make it possible that there would be a chiyuv of leisha b'sikkah. In fact, according to many pasuk, according to the Gaon, you always make a bruch on leisha b'sikkah. So it can be clear, it's a sovi bruchas l'opo. Of it's clear that you'd have a chiyuv min ha-toyre, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, to eat in the sikkah. So if you are choishish for a shita v'chofetz chayim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, then, and it's a sovi d'raisa, we have two chedishim in halucha. One is, that in the middle of a meal, if one wants to drink or eat anything which is even nobody would consider ara, you may have to eat in a sikkah. And the second chiddush is, if you want to eat something which normally you would eat at home, even though it's not with pas, you've also got a chiyuv eat in a sikkah. So if you have these two paskim, the doila paskim, it's not so pushit, this was stated, if you eat a chiles ara, it's a sikkah, it depends when, a snack which you would normally wouldn't take in the house. Seder, pialocha. Or if it's not in the middle of the meal, it's also the seder. But if it's in the middle of the meal, or a major meal, which is not pass, according to these two shittas, you'd be mechiev to eat in the seder. This is the dva alocha, which I want to make. The choyle is alocha lemaisa. I haven't found cholkim on these two shittas, not on the doila pasuk. I'd like to go over to an inyan of drish, benegea to V'Yaakov Nosasi Koiso. Today is the Shpizn of Yaakov. We know that the Ovesak Deishim and Shtetl Zeyakudish, they come into the Sikkah every day. And it's only with their Zchus and their Koyach that we Bechlal go into the Sikkah of Shtetl Zeyah. So Yaakov is today's Shpizah. And Shtetl Chantor, that the Yom Tovim are connected to three Oves. Pesach, Reged Avrom, Yitzchok, Shvius and Yaakov Nosa Sikoisa, the Inyan of Sikis. What's the Inyan of Yaakov, the Shaykhis Yaakov of Sikis? There's another Inyan which I want to explain something which has got to do with the Kriyas HaTeira which we're going to learn. It's going to be Shabbos and it's going to be Sunday V'zei Sabrucha. The reason why I feel is a chiyuv is kvoidesh al Moshe Rabbeinu. There's something which is a slight misunderstanding of people in the inyan of the chet of Mei Meriva. At the end of Hazini and at the end of Zeis Habrucha, the last words which were said to Moshe Rabbeinu are harsh words. These are mamish the last words that Rabbeinu Hashem spoke to. At the end of Hazini, Rabbeinu Hashem tells him that he will die chetz loetz. And Alasha Alta be Besuch Meisur, memory of a Scottish Mitzin, Alasha Loik Dashtab Oisi Besuch Meisur. Kimenega Tiras Uret, Shamalai Suba, the Uret Ashen Meisur Meisur. You will not enter Eretz Yisrael. And again, it was Zeis Habrucha, after all the Heilige Werte of Zeis Habrucha, Ashabeach Moisha, the last words, the last Sivi, or what the Bensha told is, Vayoyime Hashem Eilov. Zeis Uret, Asher Ishbati, Lavrom, Leitok, Leyakov, Leimor. Lezaracho et neno, heresicho beinecho v'shomo loy sabo. Wonderful words to hear just before the Tira Vayomash from Moshe. It must have been very hard for Moshe to hear. Moshe Rabbein is the Eved Nemo. Punim apunim, per per adababoy. Lekom no vioi bisul ke Moshe. Ki Eved Nemo kerusaloy. The last words Moshe Rabbein hears is, you will not enter Eretz Yisrael. It's been promised to Klal Yisrael, but you will not enter. No, you think Moshe Rabbeinu should hear some soothing words, some shkoyach, thanks. We give him at the end of the parsha, state, lekom nobiyoy, lecholay samayse. But to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's to say these words. I think there's a misunderstanding, because you hear it sometimes in Drushas, and I think it's a chiv to stress this point. You'll hear people discussing the chet of Meibor Rivo, it's something which they know about this chet. What was the chet of Meibor Rivo? He was told to hit the stone. He was told to speak to the stone. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make the ultimate Kiddush Hashem, and he hit it. And it's missing Rishon Posik, Al Hashem Alter. But you relate to it, clearly a person could have done something, he could have done even more. That's how people understand. I must tell you, I was once at a chasana, and somebody spoke about the Chet of Meibor Rivo, and he went a bit carried away, and he spoke about as if Chvesus Moshe Rabbeinu. And I must say, the Shvuchoi, the Ayid, everyone knows, Reb Dov Shternbuch from Gates and Sem, now it's Yisroel, Ruisi Rishabayim, he suddenly got up and said, Ich bin Moicha, the covet for Moshe Rabbeinu. What says Moshe Rabbeinu, the Adoin HaNeviim? We have an asoga to discuss in public Moshe Rabbeinu's chet? Who understands a mashu shem a mashu? Shteit up in the Torah. But he made this machor. I want to tell you an understanding in the chet will be totally different. It's not something I can say, or not somebody who can. In Noam and Melech, Parshas Bullock, on the Pusik, Yizal Mayim Midolius, says a gewaldige hezber. And with that we'll understand why the words B'shomo Loi Sada was said to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we'll bring this in back to Sittes. He says as follows. Let's understand this whole Indian of the Kiddush Hashem. You know the Kiddush Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu made? Say it at the end of the Torah, we're going to learn it. V'chol ha'oisis v'ha'moisim v'shashluch Hashem la'asis v'etz v'shrayim v'faro v'chol ha'budu v'chol ha'atzu v'chol ha'chazuku v'chol ha'moir ha'gudu v'chashosu Moshe Rabbeinu k'lisu. Moshe Rabbeinu's life was full of Mekad Hashem Shemayim. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. What else did he do? So what's pshat? Hamashu mo. And Ochadach, he says, hitting a stone is not Kiddush Hashem. Take a stone and hit. Anyone will do this now, hit a stone, suddenly water will come out. When you're thirsty for water, he will become the guest of Moifus Hadar. Hitting, speaking, man after minute. The Noam HaMelech says an interesting hesper. He says there's two kavim, two in yonim, how water could have come out. He said as if Moshe Rabbeinu would have spoken, the dibur would have been mashpia on the people who heard a gewaldige emina. And with the koyach of their emina, of the people's emina, that would have brought the water. Hitting the stone, wouldn't have been directed through the olam. They would have seen a gewaldige maise, and there would have been a spore. Moshe Rabbeinu hits a stone, and water comes out. If it would have been a dibur, it would have been mashpia on the people. They would have become moedik shtak in their emunah, and everyone would have, with their emunah, been able to bring out the water. Not through Moshe, but through every individual. But here comes the criticism. Not every yid was on the madrega then that they would be the maminim through Moshe Rabbeinu's dibur. Not everyone was on that darga. Not everyone who heard Moshe Rabbeinu would have been uplifted, would have had the koyach to be the mamin to bring out the water. Majority of Klal Yisrael were, by the way, Yechidim weren't. And Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned, how can he leave out part of Klal Yisrael, even one person? How can he leave him out that he will not be a mamin when everyone else will? Chazal say, "Be'izamet b'chol kol anechashodim achrecho." Whether it was Machnedon or it was Micho, whoever it was, but the Mechias Amole comes for leaving out the nechashodim, for chaffering the nechashodim achrecho. Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that the dibur would not be mashpia every yid. So the Meila Moshe Rabbeinu wanted everybody to be included in this big mamad of Kiddush Hashem. So he hit the stone, today that every yid should be a mamad. although it was on a lesser level, but he knew that the ultimate Ratzon Hashem is that every Yid should be Mekadeshem Shemayim. And he was the Roya Nemon of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, he was over the Ratzon Hashem to do the Ratzon Hashem. So it was Al Hashem Haltem. But he did it for the tafkid of being, of doing the Ratzon Hashem. Why? To make sure that every Yid is a Ma'amin. Now what's the middah keneged middah? If a person is over the Ratzon Hashem, he doesn't go to Eretz Yisrael, Al Hashem Haltem be, forget, send him to Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael, he'll be more Mekadeshem Shemayim. You know why Moshe Rabbeinu was left in Chitz Loretz? Shteit in Chazal. Moshe Rabbeinu was left in Chitz Loretz so that every Yid who is in Chitz Loretz has a shaychus to Eretz Yisrael, and beyond Tchias HaMeisim, Moshe Rabbeinu will bring every Yid back into Eretz Yisrael. They shteit in Zohar Kaddisha. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who is Mashpia Kaddisha in Chitz Loretz. Every day we say in Berchus Kahanim. Bocheini Babrucha Meshneshes Batoiru, Haksivo al Yedei Moshe Abdechu. Huamiru Mepi'ani Vuno. Why do you have to mention Moshe Rabbeinu every day in Berchus Kahanim in Chitz Loretz? Why can't we say Bechini Babruch HaMashlesh Batoiru Hamir Pi'ah Nevonov Haksivu Al Yedei Moshe Avdecho. If Moshe Rabbeinu, by being in Chitz Loretz, Moshe Rabbeinu had Kedushas Uretz, Moshe Rabbeinu's Kedushas, we have no Asogah, but Moshe Rabbeinu staying in Chitz Loretz, he was Mashbiya Kedusha in Chitz Loretz. He connects us to Eretz Yisrael by being in Chitz Loretz, and he'll bring us back into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu's concern was for every Yid, Lebal Yidach Mimeno Nidach. So Rabbeinu Shem said, V'shom Eloi Sovoi, that's your Rotzen. You'll stay in Chitz Loretz and look after the Yidin in Chitz Loretz. Look after Yidin when they're in Golis. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's koyach. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, and that's the last word which was said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vizeh, we'll come back to Sikkis. There's a Rashi, a Moedika Rashi. A connection Moshe and Yankov. Vayishkoi Yisroel betach bodod ein Yankov. It's time I need to learn through Chumash Rashi of Zeis HaBrucha. The Rashi of Zeis HaBrucha, it's hardly learned because it's busy times, but Chalamoy is plenty of time to learn. Shteit HaZoi, look Rashi. What's Pshat betach bodod ein Yankov? Ke'en, ein Yankov is ke'en HaBrucha shebirchom Yankov. Loi kebodod shenema beyimiyo bodod yishavti or eichu yoshebodot, elu ke'en ha'tocha shetichom Yankov, v'hoyu eletim imochem v'heishev eschem el eretz avisechem. Yankov v'vini gave ha'tocha to Klal Yisrael, I'll bring you back. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I will keep the words of Yankov, and I'll be the shliach to bring you back. Yankov v'vini is in the Moros HaFeilah. I'll be the shliach of Yankov to bring you back. Yankov v'vini was the one who brought Kedushas Eretz Yisrael the first outside to Chitz Loretz. He went to Churon. Yoav Date leMeheder. He wanted to go back to Har Meriah. What happened? Koftzulay Horitz. He brought Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in Chitz Loretz. Yaakov Avinu brought the koyach that if a Yid is Mekadesh Mokoyim, there's a connection to Eretz Yisrael. Ebes Achneses, Ebes Amedrish, Matoivi, Oyonech, Oyankov. This has got Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. A Sikha, Shteit for the Vilna Gorm, Vahi Moinosoi Tzioi, Vahi B'Sholem Sikoi, I Moinosoi B'Tzioi. A Sikha has Kedushas Oretz. It's connected to Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu was the one, V'Yaakov Nosa Sikoi, so he created a Kedusha outside Eretz Yisrael to be connected to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Ein Hashem LeKechobo. But a Yid, wherever he is connected to Eretz Yisrael. Who's the Shliach who did that? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayishken, these are the last brochas, the last words, Vayishken Yisrael Betach Bodot Ein Yaakov El Eretz Dogon V'Sirish. We are connected to Eretz Dogon V'Sirish. That's the koyach of the Yom Tov Sikkah. So when we walk into the Sikkah and we eat in the Sikkah, each feel, there's a connection to Eretz Yisrael, there's a connection to Yerushalayim Yakodesh. We are connected to Eretz Yisrael, and we're Metzapeh, and Mechakeh, Ligil Es Hashem, Yisrael, Noisha Hashem, תשיע עשה, לא מהם, עומק.